With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is urging Congress to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With the clock ticking toward the fiscal year deadline at the end of September, the president weighed in on the need for a stopgap spending bill.
It's critical. And we have 10 days for Congress to pass a short-term funding bill.
Lawmakers are far from finishing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund federal agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a temporary measure to prevent a partial shutdown on October 1st. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former Senator Jim Talent predicts a Trump victory in November would lead to European allies spending more on their own defense, just as they did during his first term in office.
They did spend more when Trump was president. Every president up until Biden has gone after the Western Europeans in particular to spend more money on defense. The difference is that Trump had real results.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. High insulin prices spurring a federal lawsuit against three pharmacy benefit managers. Here's Ron Taylor.
The federal government is suing some pharmacy benefit managers over a system of drug rebates that regulators say has made the price of insulin soar for patients. The Federal Trade Commission says three companies that process about 80% of prescriptions in the United States have engaged in anti-competitive practices that spur price increases. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, run prescription drug coverage for insurers, large employers, and other clients. They set up formularies, or lists of covered drugs, and negotiate rebates off the drug prices. PBMs say the lawsuit shows that the FTC doesn't understand how drug pricing works. Ron Taylor reporting.
A winning day on Wall Street for the Dow Jones Industrial Average Friday, up 38 points to a new record high. This is SRN News. Study religion in America these days, and you hear a lot about nuns, as Michael Harrington reports.
They are the growing segment of the U.S. population that, when asked what their religious affiliation is, they answer none. The Public Religion Research Institute reports that they now represent 27% of America, but they're not mostly atheists. In fact, only 5% are atheists, another 5% are agnostics, and the rest of them, 17%, just say they are not followers of any particular faith. PRRI says they're most likely to live in the far west and are predominantly white, Democrat, and millennial. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her support for the LGBT agenda in her run for the White House. The Democratic nominee is reminding voters that in February of 2004, that's when she was San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, she officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in the United States. This is SRN News. Libertarian President Javier Milei of Argentina has presented the 2025 budget to Congress.
Milei's spending plan outlines policy priorities that reflect his key pledge to kill the country's chronic fiscal deficit. It also signals a new phase of confrontation with lawmakers. Milei personally pitched the budget to Congress instead of his economy minister, lambasting Argentina's history of macroeconomic mismanagement. He promised to veto anything that compromised his tough slog of tight fiscal policy.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The world's two largest coffee-growing countries, number one Brazil and number two Vietnam, are both experiencing heat and drought this year. That's threatening their harvest and already driving up global coffee prices, potential shortages leading to those increases, but nowhere near as high as in the 1970s. That's when Brazil lost 70% of its harvest one year. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.